You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. It is the Weekend Chapter on a Saturday. And around this time, this is where we get to sit down with one of our Adventist personalities who's doing something that is impactful in society. And today, I've got yet another phenomenal woman who's doing amazing work in and also outside the church. And this is none other than the lady Perseverance Muzea. All right, so let me take this opportunity to welcome her to the show. Ma'am, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you, Marvin?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Nice to finally meet you in person.
Okay, nice to meet you too.
Okay, so first of all, the first thing that fascinates me about you is your name. Okay, okay. You've got a typical Zimbabwean English name. So I'm thinking, Perseverance, what name do you Perseverance and why?
Oh, okay. My parents, specifically my mother, she named me Perseverance because she had persevered in her marriage. Mm. That time I was the last born when I was born, and she wanted a male child.
Oh, okay. Yes. Typical for African parents.
Yes. She wanted a male child, and then I came.
Oh.
And she just said, you know, from the typical patriarchal society, African society, Zimbabwean and cultural society, mm-hmm. girls are not that, you know, the girl child is not that good as compared to a boy child. Mm-hmm. So maybe she faced some challenges within the family and mm-hmm. everything else. And then she ended up naming me Perseverance.
Okay.
Which means Kutsungirira in Shona.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do you think you've lived up to your name?
Yes, 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 yes. Actually, I'm just Perseverance.
Is it?
I persevere every day, you know, in all aspects of my life, you know, career-wise, work, entrepreneurship, and everything else, even spiritually.
Mm.
I persevere, I wrestle with God every day.
Mm.
For sustenance, for growth, for prosperity, even for the purging of my sins and everything else.
Mm.
So I'm Perseverance.
Wow.
And I persevere every day. Yes.
Now that's beautiful. That is beautiful. So talking about this family that you were born into, what kind of a family was it?
Okay. The typical African family.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Guru. Actually, I wasn't born in a hospital.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think because of the setting, you know, the thing of husbands working in urban areas,
sure.
and wives staying in the rural area. Mm. Yeah. So my mother couldn't make it to the hospital on time.
Mm.
Yeah. I think she experienced labor pains earlier than she expected.
All right.
And then I ended up being born in a hut.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. She told me about all those stories. And mm. when I was born, I wasn't that healthy, you oh. know, during those times. I think that was the time when HIV was then starting to mm. come to Africa.
Yes.
The years that I was born. So many people thought that I was positive
mm.
because I was very thin and I could then get sick easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some relative then come, and my mom would then tell me, people would then unbundle my shawls,
mm.
unbundle my clothes to really see this tiny little baby. Yeah. So when I look at myself now, 36 years later,
mm.
and I look at myself, I'm healthy, I'm big, I'm actually struggling with my weight, you know? I'm also struggling, you know, this thing of wanting a flat tummy,
oh,
you know,
okay,
yes, diet
okay.
and everything else, exercise and everything else. And here I am.
Mm.
I'm healthy and everything is well for me. Mm. I can say so that thing of being born in that African family, in that culture where women are questioned about everything, about their children,
mm-hmm.
about giving birth, about, you know, about giving birth to a girl child and mm. everything else. Yeah. But then we were not Adventist, by the way.
All
yes,
right,
yes,
right,
yes. Right. My grandparents were from the apostolic sect, the Zimbabwe apostolic sect.
Yes, the white clothing.
Exactly. Those ones who dress like doctors.
Yes.
yes. So my grandfather was a Msondos, like a pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but my father didn't like much about the apostolic thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so he converted to the Catholic Church.
Okay.
So I then grew up in a Catholic church. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So I then became Adventist in 2004. Yes, when I was at Nyazura.
Nyazura.
Yeah.
Oh, so you attended Nyazura Adventist.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, my A-level.
For your A-levels. Hey, yes. So late in life. I wonder what made you want to convert. Because usually A-level, you'd have matured. And it's most likely sometimes you'd want to stick to what you know already. Yes. So what made you to want to convert to Adventism?
Okay. So for me, I think even when we were attending Catholic Church, I loved the Lord.
Mm.
And I still love the Lord like today.
Mm-hmm.
So with my roommates, Christine and Dudu, we used to pray together, and they encouraged me to go for prayer band. So we'd go to prayer band, and we could also do some prayers after study. And they would allow me to sing my Roman Catholic songs.
Oh, okay.
Because, yes, I didn't know much of SDA songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sing Mariam Sanders. I would sing Vakudzwe Baba, you know, the Roman Catholic song.
Sure.
And then they started teaching me Tenzim Chanzwa Ndoemba, Lord in the Morning.
Yes.
They also started teaching me Hymn 52. We sang a lot of hymns, 125, Hymn 39, Christ in Song. Yeah, so later in the year, when Pastor Chifamba came for a week of spiritual emphasis, I then decided to get baptized.
Okay.
And it was the best decision that I've made, you know.
Mm.
So currently, I'm the only Adventist in my family.
All right.
But to tell you the truth, my family, they like my religion.
Okay.
And whenever we have family challenges and everything else, they'll just call me to say, pray for us.
Wow.
Someone is not feeling well, please come.
Mm.
Please come and pray. Please come with your friends. Come and pray. Even when my dad passed away, my friends from Nyazura, they conducted services. At a Catholic funeral.
Wow.
Yes, and they conducted services flawlessly. So I ended up having friends, coming Adventist friends, and that's how my family, even my extended family, that's when even they also value Adventism.
Hmm.
Some they now call even for Bible studies.
All right.
Whenever they have challenges with certain verses and everything else, they call me.
Mm.
And I want to thank God for that grace He has given me in my life to be able to also read and understand the Bible and to also be able to share it with others.
Wow.
Yes.
No, that's amazing. No, that is so, so amazing. You, one thing that has touched me is how you remember the hymns that you used to sing. I think that must have been a very special time. And, you know, kudos. And I hopefully that our youngsters who are learning at institutions, different Adventist institutions, they allow those who are not Adventist to be who they are. I think that's one thing that I've touched when you're talking right there. So, you went on to leave Nyazura Adventist. Where else did you study, and what kind of a program did you undertake?
Okay. When I finished Nyazura, I wanted to go to University of Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was paid for.
Okay.
Because it was like a bursary from the company which my father was working for.
All right.
But then just last minute, I think someone from that company wasn't happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided not to pay part of what was supposed to be paid.
Mm.
And I was told to then wait. But then most of my friends were already in school. Some had gone to UZ, some had gone to NAST, and some had actually gone to Rhodes University.
Eish.
And that's when my father started, he was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
Yeah. So we were having challenges with raising the money that was needed for me to go to the University of Cape Town, and everything else was there. I got the acceptance letters and everything. So I was just left with then packing my bags and then going.
Oh, okay.
So then this thing happened that the person was supposed to sign for the other part of the funds for my upkeep and everything else. Just decided to refused to do that. So I was just sitting. I didn't know about Solus University. So on a Sunday, I bought a newspaper. My father had sent me to buy a newspaper, the Sunday Mail. I bought this newspaper. That was around August.
Okay.
Yes. August 2006. Yeah, August 2006. When I bought this newspaper, so after I was done reading it, I then took it to just read. That's when I saw an advert for Solus University.
Okay.
I just told my father, there's this university which is still taking people.
Because
remember, most of my friends were already enrolled in March.
Oh.
And I was supposed to go to University of Cape Town in, it was supposed to be May or June there.
All right.
Yeah. So I was at home. And then so Lucy was then advertised a place for September intake. Then I told my dad and he said, well, maybe you can try to go, you can go. So I had friends in Blawayo, Fikile, yeah. We had learned together at Nyasura. So I just called you and I told you, I'm coming to Blawayo. I don't know Blawayo. So I'm coming. I need to go to Solusi to look for a place. That's when I then boarded a train. Then I went to Blawayo, met Fikile. I slept at their place. Then the following morning, I had to go to look for combis to Solus University. Then I went there with my certificates and everything else. Honestly, I didn't want to do finance. I ended up doing finance.
Okay.
UCT, they had accepted me for marketing.
And
I think I'm a good marketer.
Oh, is it?
Yes, I'm a good marketer. But then when I went to Solus, I then decided to do finance.
Okay.
And I went to Solusi. I got the place. I came back home. Then on 6 September, I went back to Solusi with my staff and I started school. So for me, going to Solusi, even after Nyazura, I think I wasn't a strong Christian by then, in as much as I loved the Lord. So looking back, me not going back to the University of Cape Town, I want to thank the Lord. Maybe I wouldn't be here talking to you. Yeah, because many people, when they see me, I'm always happy. I love to have happy conversations with people. I also love fun. So people would then tell me, for you, if you were not in the church, you're going to be a drunkard.
When
you look drunk like this without even taking alcohol, you know,
because
I like to have fun, but fun in the Lord. So when I look back at what happened that time, I just see it as the Lord's way of preserving me for not allowing me to go to the University of Cape Town. And here I am. I love the Lord. And maybe if it wasn't for that person who refused to put his signature on that letter, maybe I wouldn't be here. I'll be somewhere else.
Wow.
Maybe drinking, clubbing, doing a lot of things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess all things work together for the good.
Yes.
You see, I guess that's the point right there coming out. So finance, you did finance it. So Lucy, are you still in that field right now?
No, not really. So I did finance. Then after university, I joined several organizations. I've also worked in the financial services sector. Doing totally something different. Like I told you, I'm a natural born marketer.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to study marketing. But I'm also good with accounts. I'm also good with maths. So in my entire career, I do practice. I'm also a chartered management accountant, by the way. But I do this outside of my work streams. Because like when I was working for the bank, I was doing relationship management.
Oh, is it?
Looking for clients for the bank and also onboarding new clients for the bank. That's mm-hmm. I was doing part of business development.
All right.
And I can say I have a strength in that, building businesses. I also do that outside of my line of work, helping organizations do fundraising for their organizations, helping entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, to get funding, to get grants, to also be connected to angel financiers and everything else. Because I'm also passionate about entrepreneurship. I'm also passionate about innovation. So I'm also part of African Union's Champions for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And I do this to empower women and youths. I must say I love women. I love to empower women. I want them to know that the Lord loves them just as they are.
Okay.
They don't need to be like men. They don't need to be to be masculine. They don't need to fight for that space because God loves them.
Wow.
So just as they are, just as women. Just as they were created as women.
Mm.
So they don't need to be bulldozers. They don't need to be, you know this kind of thing, the movement which is there where some women want to be equal with men.
Sure.
You know, all those. But for me, I know that women, just as women, they are powerful.
Mm.
Just like that. So I love empowering women. I also love empowering the youths to be innovative, to use the little things that they have. For growth, to use the little things that are within their vicinity, within their communities, to be innovative, to come up with good business ideas. Then I'll try to link them with organizations and individuals, which can then help them to build their businesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's such a noble work. Such a noble work. And at least hearing at least one woman saying that we don't need to compete with men. I think the gospel of equal rights and this and that has been going on. And it's a battle. It's a battle. It is indeed a battle. So besides this field that you are in, you also do a bit of farming. So tell us, how did you get into that?
Okay. My father was a farmer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used to do cotton, maize, and tobacco.
Okay.
He was very good at it.
Oh.
He was a cell phone farmer, but he was very effective. Yeah. So we could go, by the way, I come from Guruwe.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was born. So the weather there, the climate there is just good for crop production. It's also good for animal husbandry.
Mm.
So he had more than 100 cattle, more than 50 goats.
Mm.
Hundreds and hundreds of chicken, and you'd also do cotton, like I said, then tobacco and maize. Then one time, I think in 1990, if I remember very well, around the 90s, ZBC actually came to our homestead in Guruwe to see the quality of maize that he had produced that farming season.
Mm.
So during that time, I want to tell you that I didn't like it.
It wasn't your thing.
Yes, this thing of going to the rural areas during the holidays, and you're going to the fields, and you're also going to tend the cattle and everything else. I didn't like it because we would wake up around 3 to make sure that we would, because he had so many hectares of land that we would then cultivate. Yeah. So during that time, I didn't like it. But you know, our same situation will force you that even if you are a chartered management accountant, you are a finance professional, you have certain qualifications and everything else. So when he died, he left us with some cattle.
Okay.
Yeah. And most of my siblings are not in SIM. So I'm the older one who's in SIM.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone else will just say, let's just leave them.
Mm.
So for me, I just started keeping them, goats and then cattle. Then I also bought sheep in 2020.
Mm.
Yeah. And then during COVID you know, we were not going to work, right?
Yes, during COVID, we were at home.
Everyone else was at home. And most companies, including the company that I was working for, there were no proper structures,
you know,
for people to work from home effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So we were actually not doing anything during COVID. We were just at home and we'll do Zoom calls here and there just to check people if they are well, if there's nothing, if people are, do not have COVID.
Yes.
So, you know, whilst I was there, I then started reading PDFs about tomato farming, cabbages and everything else. So in 2020, I started with tomatoes and they came out very well. I think I started with 1,500 plants. They came out very well. Then I also said, maybe let me increase the capacity. I then did 3,500 tomatoes and they came out very well.
Okay.
Then I also decided to do potatoes.
All right.
So this, I was just doing this farming with, I think I had two workers in Mazowe. I had two workers in Mazowe because my mom stays in Glendale.
Yes,
our place is in Glendale. So, and the kettle is in Vuri at my uncle's place. So I started to do potatoes and tomatoes.
Okay.
So the potatoes, they didn't come out very well. And I was devastated, but I said, I'm not going to give up. Because I did the tomatoes twice and they came out very well. But then I told myself, I'm not going to do potatoes anymore. So in 2021, I then decided to do lettuce, iceberg lettuce, fancy lettuce, spinach, cabbages, and cucumbers.
Okay.
And they came out very well. But then the market, you know, with the market. I had challenges in 2021 and in 2022 with the market. Then later on in 2022, I then researched about agro-processing.
Okay.
Yes. I researched about agro-processing and end of 2022, I invested in dehydrators. That I use solar and also greenhouses that are specifically made to dehydrate fruits and vegetables. So now I'm no longer selling to the spas, to the wholesalers and everything else. I just harvest my things and I dehydrate them and I sell them as dried cabbages. I also sell as, I also do beetroot flour, you know, gluten-free flour. I also do biltong. So for the cattle that my father left us with, now slaughtering, and then I'm making biltong.
Okay.
Then for the goats as well, I'm slaughtering and I'm making biltong.
All right.
And chicken as well. So chicken biltong, beef biltong. Got biltong, and lamb biltong, then dried fruits and vegetables. So for fruits, I've talked to farmers in Honde Valley who supply me with good bananas, apples, pineapples, and any fruits which will be in season. So I dry this and then sell in their dried state because I've realized that the market for fresh produce, I think everyone else is now doing farming.
That's what
I've realized.
For sure.
So I decided to then say, I have to be on top of this game because I can't give up now.
Yes.
Because it's been 4 years doing farming. So I can't give up. I should come up with a way to preserve my produce and at the same time not to throw away my produce.
Yes, yes.
And at the same time not selling my produce at a price which is ridiculous. Yeah. So I'm now doing agro-processing and I'm happy to say that in May, I'll be joining other African women in Rwanda. Who are also doing agro-processing to share ideas, to also share market linkages and everything else. So with all this knowledge and everything, I also want to help other women and other youths who are also into farming, who are also into other businesses, to give them synergies and linkages to help them grow their their businesses.
Wow, you seem like you're making it big in farming. You see, when I was looking at social media, I thought maybe you were just doing it part-time, you know, one of those. But you seem very serious, very, very serious about this agriculture thing. And thank God you're doing it big, and hopefully you excel in this as well. So the other thing that I've noted about you as I was spying on you on social media is you love women's ministries. You seem to be in your women's ministries uniform every other time. What is it about women's ministries that you love so much?
Okay. Before I got married, you know this thing, I didn't like Dorcas, that okay. Green uniform. Honestly, I have to be honest. I didn't like the green uniform. I thought maybe it wouldn't come out well for me. But I started loving women ministries when we were in Blawayo.
Okay.
Was when it was introduced in the SDA church. It had strong a stronghold in Blawayo.
Okay.
Than this side in Harare. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we'll do a lot of women ministries activities. Mm-hmm. And because it also involves young women.
Yes, yes.
It's not also for older ladies and all that. So from that time, I just said to myself, I'm going to be part of this ministry, ministering for the Lord as a woman to other women. So that you know, there are times when people think that understanding the Bible and praying is just for pastors and for men and elders. But I've realized that it is my responsibility as a human being, more so as a woman, to be deep rooted in the Lord.
Yes.
To also be able to communicate with the Lord as to a friend.
Yes.
To also know what the Bible says about certain topics.
Okay.
So that you avoid yourself, you know, being entangled in things that are not godly, even as a woman.
Yes.
So women ministries, honestly speaking, I love it. I love talking to women. I also love empowering women in the Lord. For women to know that they are also special.
Yes.
Because the first person who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus
was a woman.
Jesus was born of a woman.
Yes.
So that's how I'm so passionate about women ministries. So if I am invited for any women ministries program, I don't decline those ones. Even if I'm not going to be given fuel and anything else, like, you know, I'll just say I'll go.
You just go.
As long as it's women ministries. I'll just tell them, as long as I'm available, as long as I don't have another preaching assignment or an assignment, I'll just tell them I'll come.
Wow.
And I'll go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just like the theme this year. Yeah. I will go. Yeah. She's going. Yeah. All right. And you know, still on that, I've also seen that you always keep company of two other ladies most of the time.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm thinking, how did you guys get to be such a wonderful team? From what I'm seeing, you seem to be a team that's always together and always doing things, you know, women's ministries, this, that. How did you team up with those guys?
Okay. What can I say? I think we are just like-minded. I think we love the same things. And I think that's what brought us together.
Okay.
You know, we are also in some groups for Adventist married women.
Okay.
And, you know, from those groups, you know, you talk. And sometimes we have known each other for some time, you know, when we're growing up, and now that we are now mothers, and so we just managed to connect.
Okay.
Yeah, we just managed to connect and build that strong bond that we have. And you know what we do is we help each other in all the aspects of our lives, be it spiritually, be it physically, be it mentally. Everything else, we build each other, we help each other. And because we love women, so our goals and vision about life is just the same.
Okay.
So you would realize that there are things that we do together. We also have our separate business entities as individuals.
Sure.
But there are other business entities where we are directors, we are executives, and we work. So sometimes when you see us out there, we'll be having our board meetings.
Okay.
We'll be having all our board meetings whilst having fun.
Whilst having fun as well.
We'll be planning about our business ventures. We'll also be planning about our itinerary, about how we can work for the Lord, how we can also advance other women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we do.
Mm.
And mostly I would want to say to other women who are listening, it's the love of Christ that keeps us together.
Mm.
And also we don't allow gossip
to
destroy us or to be part of us.
Mm.
When we are together, we don't discuss people.
Mm.
We don't discuss about other people who will not be there.
Mm.
We just discuss about ourselves. Just discuss about the things that are important in life.
Okay.
So most relationships are destroyed by gossip.
Yes.
Most relationships are destroyed by jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Most relationships are destroyed by envy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord has been gracious to us that none of those things exist amongst us. So when you see us, we also pray. When we are having fun, we pray.
Yes.
And have fun and do whatever we do. And we try to align our programs to the things that brings glory and honor to the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Because I think that's our mandate.
All right.
That's our mandate. So yeah, we are good just like that, and I love them.
Wow. I'm sure the love it gets to be oozing when you see your social media, like, wow, now these guys have fun. So also, you seem to sound like somebody who updates her social media every now and then. Okay. Which is something that is kind of rare for women who are married, usually, because they have a lot to do. They're not really so social media savvy, but that's something that is kind of different with you. Why? What's up with that?
Okay, fine. If, like you have said, you have checked my social media, right?
Yes.
It's to empower.
Mm.
It's to empower. It's to also give strength to someone. I told you,
mm.
I was born in a heart without a special gynecologist, you know. But then it's to tell people that your background doesn't matter.
Okay.
And it's to also tell people out there to know that the Lord loves you.
Wow.
Just as you are.
Just as you
and
are.
The Lord is able to lift you from certain communities or certain vicinity to certain levels in life.
Mm.
So for me, it's not for fun that I update my social media every day. Even when I share some verses, I would have had some insights.
Okay.
Maybe during my morning study and during my prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
To just strengthen someone to know that your background or anything else. You know, I told you I was born Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know much about these things of, you know, deep study of the Bible, taking different versions to understand one verse, one sentence, you know, to understand what is the Lord saying here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that background of coming from a certain belief system and changing altogether to a certain belief system, and to also know that, you know, I told you my father died, and we had challenges as a family,
yes,
because of my father's death. And just recently my mom was diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, and her blood pressure was just going up and down. But you wouldn't know if I hadn't told you, like, right now.
Yes.
But even during that time, when things were hard, when you were having a lot of bills to pay, when you had anxiety every day, every phone call, you'd think you are being told that she's dead, or you know, and I would be driving every day, coming home late at night. Sometimes just receive a phone call, she has collapsed.
Eish.
And I would then rush to Glendo, because she stays in Glendo, take her to Bindura for checking and everything else. But you know, I'm here to testify that God can give you strength even during those difficult times to still go to work, take care of your family, take care of your children, take care of your sick mother, and providing for everything that's needed. So that's God for you.
Yes.
So it shows that. So, and there were times when even she was in hospital, and then I would just go out for lunch with my friends to unwind.
Yes.
You know, and for some people, you then drown. I told you, most of my siblings are not in Zim.
Yes.
So it was me.
Yes, you're the forefront.
Was supposed to make sure that mom is well, she has her medication and everything else had been paid for. You know those guys who then send old Remiti and Mukuru. But then you would have done most of the things,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
But the Lord has been my strength.
Mm.
So when I post even things to motivate people, even when I post my life being happy, it's because the Lord is sustaining me.
Ish.
And he's making sure that even in that situation, I can still be happy.
Mm.
Talk of business. I've had losses. I've lost more than 100,000 in business. I've been duped a lot of money with different business partners.
Ish.
And certain, you pay for certain things and they don't get to Zim.
Mm.
You contract people and they don't do their work.
Ish.
You harvest all your tomatoes and they are rotten before they go to the market.
Mm.
You receive a phone call. We can't seem to find two cattle are missing.
Yes.
You know, 10 goats have gone missing. You know, all those things.
Yes.
And even in the middle of that,
I
still find that Lord to be my strength.
Wow.
So it's not like I have a perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like everything else is okay.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
It's not okay.
Hey.
But I know that the Lord will make it okay.
Wow.
And so why should I steal today's joy?
Mm.
Because of yesterday's problems.
Hey.
Yeah. So that's me.
Mm.
So it's just to motivate. But there are other people who know that this person is going through this.
Mm.
And they are strengthened to see me happy and smiling.
Wow.
Even in the middle of those situations.
Hey.
Yeah. So it's to understand that whatever happens in our life, sometimes even if you cry, it will not change. So you should just sit down and eat your sads. I mean, I love sads.
Wow.
So you should just, even when you're stressed, don't be stressed to the point of forgetting to cook your sads. Mm. Go cook your sads, your best relish, and eat your sads.
And eat it.
Yes. And then cry later. Even when you're done crying, you cry and go back to eat.
Wow.
But you need that strength. You know, you need that strength.
Yes.
So that's it for me.
Mm.
So even if I'm having challenges, I want to be honest with you.
Wow.
I have lots and lots of them.
Mm.
But that doesn't stop me from having fun and enjoying myself.
And enjoying yourself.
Yes.
Mm. Wow. Such a strong woman. Such a strong woman. In the middle of adversity, you still have time to smile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't feel sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So anyway, still moving on. You're also a regular feature on Vicious Woman, the show. So how has been like your time on the show and how has it been for you there?
Okay. Because I love women,
mm-hmm.
because I also love inspiring women and empowering women, I make sure that whenever I have time, it's not that I have free time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have free time. Honestly, I want to be honest with you. I don't have free time, but I create time for those programs. And I also like to share the truth.
Mm.
You know, the challenge that we have as Christians sometimes, we don't want to be honest with ourselves and with others. So sometimes, I make sure that if there is a topic that I've experienced or that I'm experiencing or that I'm living,
yes,
I make sure that I go there to tell the truth, to also help people to know that these things are... These things, they happen, even if you are a child of God, you know. These things, they happen, even if you are a child of God. We may want the ideal of life, but it's not there.
Yes.
We are on earth.
Mm.
We have the devil.
Mm.
We have the fallen angels. we have people who present themselves available to be used by the devil.
Yes.
So me going there is to just give, to just help women know that even if you are a strong woman, deep rooted in the Lord, it can rain.
Things can just happen.
Things can just happen, and it can rain. Things can just be bad.
Mm.
So going there and also finding time to go there, even when I'm busy, I have work schedules. I also do a lot of voluntary work that I also do for certain organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I also do some paid work outside of my normal work.
Mm-hmm.
I also have my own things that I need to run.
Yes.
And that have to grow, you know, and expand.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure I find time whenever I'm available. I avail myself to say I need to share the nuggets that I have, that I've lived, that I know with other women, with other women, that they know that they are not alone.
Yes.
We are in this together.
Now, that's amazing. That's amazing. So now, as we conclude, Mrs. Mapumo, what would you want to say to people out there is your last word? Some are hearing you for the first time. Some have seen you minister in different capacities. So what would be your parting words to people? You know, having been a woman who has lived a life that is so, allow me to say, interesting. And you've ministered, you have been in business, you have been in farming. Okay, so what would you want to say to people listening to you right now?
All I want to say is that as a people, we need to live a whole life, a holistic life.
Mm-hmm.
All our aspects of our lives have to be healthy. Your spiritual life has to be strong and healthy. Mm-hmm. Your physical life has to be strong and healthy. Your mental life, you know, a lot of people are facing mental challenges and emotional traumas and a whole lot of things. So you need to be sound in all these aspects of your life.
Mm.
And it's possible if you allow the Lord to lead your life.
Mm.
And it's possible for you to understand that there are seasons.
Yes.
You know, there are people listening to me right now who think that maybe she has it. Oh, no, no. I've understood the mystery of seasons.
Mm.
That there is a season for everything.
For everything.
There is a season for crying. Yes, I've cried.
Mm.
There are seasons to be happy.
Yes.
And I have to utilize them.
Mm.
Because I know that crying may come tomorrow.
Yes.
So today I have to be happy.
Right.
So to people who are listening, may you make God your priority in everything that you do. I understand that we may have frustrations about life. We may have prayed and the answer is not yet there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you that God is able at all times.
Wow.
To give us all that we need according to his riches in glory. And sometimes we go through the fire.
Mm-hmm.
He is with us. Sometimes we kind of drown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. we drown with him.
Mm.
Don't leave God because of challenges. Don't leave God because of problems. Stay connected to the throne of God.
Wow.
Every day seek his guidance. In prayer, seek the Holy Spirit to guide you, to protect you, and to give you a vision for everything.
Wow.
People would think that spiritual life is spiritual life, then business is business. I'm different.
Yes.
I've realized that without God, honestly, you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there are people who are doing well without God.
Yes.
Think that's their life. But for me, I've realized that for me to get a lot of clients, it has to be the Lord who direct me to those people.
Yes.
And that's why I'm able to manage my life right now.
Mm.
Having a lot of things to do in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Which has only 24 hours. And in those 24 hours, I need time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
In those 24 hours, I need time to be productive.
Yes.
In those 24 hours, I also need time to be connected to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also managing all this.
Okay.
So that's why you see that I'm always like energized. I don't feel tired. I'm always energized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've realized that even if it doesn't work today, God will make it work tomorrow.
Wow.
Even if it doesn't work tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
God will work it tomorrow next year.
Yes.
I know you will make it work.
Wow.
whether today, tomorrow, or next year, or 5 years, I know God will make it work.
You'll make it work.
So if you're going through some higgy-haga in your life, things are not really going on well, keep the faith and trust in the Lord.
Wow.
He will come through for you.
Wow. Such powerful words. Keep the faith and trust in the Lord. He'll definitely, definitely come through for you. Such powerful words coming through from Mrs. Mapumo right here. Perseverance Mzea, giving us so many nuggets about her life and about her work. Wow. I could talk to her all day if I could. But anyway, we have to put this to an end, which leads me to thank Mrs. Mapumo for coming through to the show. Ma'am, thank you so much for sparing your time to talk to me.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marvin, for giving me also another opportunity to minister.
Wow.
I know someone who may be going through some difficult times, or who may be happy, who then learn something.
Yes.
Do you know that in everything, delight in the Lord.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio SID Media on the Weekend Chapter.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.